Talking to Sportsman Spotlight team member Tommy Allen about bear hunting, just some general chit-chat. He's taking a friend on a guided trip in Oregon, and he also hunts Washington. And I wondered about baiting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
In Idaho they do, and you know, same scenario. I talked to a buddy the other day to ask how his hunts are coming, and he was doing the same thing, baiting. And up here, it's purely spot and stalk. We don't have the option to bait. And so it's a different ball game. You're ranging stuff at around 1,000 yards away, then trying to figure out if you can get in position on it before the sun goes down, or if you can get to it before it dips in a big timber drop.
That, I think, more of as hunting, to be honest.
You know, I kind of agree with you there, but hunting's hunting. You can be baiting bears, and the wind changes. There's always difficulties to everything you do, but hunting's one of those deals that hunting's never good. That's my old saying, is because you can go in an area you think is a great area, and the weather's not right, and the bears aren't out, or you can go in an area that's not a lot of bears out there, and you know, maybe you get lucky and you get into one, or you get into a couple of them that you can find to get a good hunt on. So it's a challenge either way, and if nothing else, it's just neat seeing the beauty of the country and the elk, the deer. You know, a lot of times you pick up elk sheds that are out there on the hillsides. It's just kind of fun to be out in the spring.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, good luck on the trip, and thank your buddy for helping out the Ag Information Network of the West with his spreadsheets.
I will do, David. Appreciate it.
Okay, Tommy, thank you. Good luck. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.